Wait.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, guys, what a night. It's the Rad Reality Show. And tonight, I really need your help. We have just a bunch of stuff going on, and tonight I kind of have to take a little, we're going to take a little break from, like a guest, because we got so much going on. But let's start the show out with a little music. I got to see if Jen's in the room. No, Jen's not in the room, so I'm not going to play the song that I want to play. But let me find a song, guys. Let's do something cool. You know what? I think we're going to do this one, because we are going to play one song tonight before the night's over with, but I'll wait.
Coming at your mouth with your blah, 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 and zip your lip like a padlock. And meet me in the back with the jack of the jukebox. I don't care where you live at. Just turn around, boy, let me hit that. Don't be a little bitch with your chit-chat. Just show me where your dick is. That blah, blah, blah. Think you'll be getting this? Nah, nah, nah. Not in the back of my car. Blah, blah. If you keep talking that blah, 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 blah. Boy, can't get my rocks off. Come put a little love in my glove box. Wanna dance with no pants on? Meet me in the back of the jacket that you buy. Cut to the chase, kid, cause I know you don't care what my middle name is.
You can go to the Rad Reality eBay store, so check it out.
What's up? It's your girl, Corey Leanne from Grocery Vane and Rock of Love 2, and you're listening to my best friend, Ron Rad, on the Rad Reality Show.
Hey, Zach. What is up with you and you trying to be a reality star? I mean, come on. You know there's no going to be no show about Zach in Alaska.
Hey,
they already did that show.
Just for the record, I've already been on a reality show, okay? I was on one episode, so...
I was on a reality show just now. You can find me on Donaldvision on YouTube. It's a reality show, but...
I was on an old show called Bachelorettes in Alaska. I had one season.
Jeremy, tonight's topic is any reality show you want, but it could be anything actually. If you want to talk about watching paint dry, feel free to call in and talk about paint drying. If you like to call in and talk about what else can we talk about? Did you guys hear Rihanna got a tattoo?
I did not.
You gotta be a little faster over there, Zach. When I ask a question, you gotta respond back to me. And where's freaking Mama? She needs to get in here. She's running a little slow tonight, guys. Actually, she's gonna be not on until after she gets back from soccer. But what, you're breaking up, bud?
I said, speaking of tattoos, did everyone in the chat hear that I put it out there to get a tattoo in Vegas with Lydia, and she's accepted, so I need ideas for what to get tattooed with Lydia.
You know what? Speaking of Lydia, did you guys get to go to the chat last night with Lydia, Ronnie, and Kevin? What a chat it was. There was two other people that were able to get up on mic with them. One was Mawab, myself, and the other one was Bob from the Bob Show. And I just want to give him a little shout out. Me and him, I actually want him to come on my show in the near future, and you know, let him have a chance to maybe plug his show, and maybe we can do a little thing. So that was awesome. It was kind of fun. Also, the cool part about it was Paul was able to come up there with us, and it was just fun. We talked to Big Brother, and if you weren't there, you missed a lot of fun. It was late at night, so for the East Coast, it was hard. Zach, you were there for a little bit, weren't you?
I was there. I was at the beginning when we had 120,000 people on the line, so it's kind of sketchy, but it was fun, and Lydia looked amazing as usual, and it's good conversation. Lots of good times making fun of Satan's baby.
Satan's baby. Explain who Satan's baby is, if you.
For anyone that does not know, Satan's baby is Lydia's nickname for Rachel this season because Rachel loves to talk trash about Lydia and everyone else.
Like I said, call in 347-237-5506. Wait, what is my number again? No, I know what it is. It's 347. Say it again, Zach. You do it.
347-237-5506.
That's right. Call. We're going to be here for about an hour. We do have somebody calling in. Maybe. I don't know. But there's lots of stuff we're going to talk about. I'm trying to think what else we want to talk about to start it out with. We need to do this, don't we? You know what we need to do?
I don't know what we need to do.
We need to tell them who's going to be on the show Monday. If you have not heard yet, you are going to get a chance to hear Andrew live on the Rad Reality Show Manic Monday. So Andrew will be joining us this coming Monday for the show, and I'm looking forward to that. And
I don't know if I'll get to be on the line and talk to him, Ron. So if I'm not, you need to make sure that you rip into him hardcore for what he did to Kristen on my behalf.
Oh, you know, let's talk Kristen. Last night's show wasn't it one of the awesome show? Kristen was awesome, and I just have to say, I'm so looking forward to the season to be over with, for I can just talk to her again one-on-one, and I'm hoping to get a Hayden and Kristen chat. I think that would be awesome, but Vegas is going to be awesome because she's already committed to it, so it's going to be awesome, just awesome.
Yeah, something else I think you should talk about tonight, Ron, is have you got any new items up on your eBay account lately?
Ah, a good plug. Good plug. Yeah, if you have not seen the tweet, I put my other Jeff and Jordan shirt up, and it's high right now. Next week I will lower it off a little bit, but this week it's a little high. I'm really needing the money for the Vegas trip, so if somebody wants to buy it, it's because of that, why it's high. But next week it will go down where you can just, make me an offer and I might take the highest offer. If I don't get what I got for, like, in raffle money, we'll probably raffle it after the third week. But it's a way. So if you know anybody that would like to get a copy of the shirt is from, the Real Player shirts. It's just like the one I raffled off. So that's kind of cool. Zach.
Ron.
What do you feel what do you feel like is going to happen when we start our fantasy football league? Yeah, are you guys into fantasy football? You know, me and Zach have talked. I'm hoping to get it up and running by the weekend. But you guys are going to be able to do fantasy football with the Rad Reality Show, and it's going to be awesome. What do you think, Zach?
I think it's going to be lots of fun, and, you know, obviously, just like the Rad Reality contest, you know, and it is basically just a formality for me winning because I win everything. But I think it's going to be exciting, and, you know, I know we've talked some to Michelle about doing it, and I would love to see if we could possibly get other Big Brother and possibly Survivor people that would be into it to play with us and their other fans.
Right, and I'll tell you guys right now something. So we also will do the fantasy league, but we also will pick the teams and do a pick 'em. But I really hope everyone will be a part of it. We will also do a segment each week about football, probably on Michelle's show too. Oh, you just—that's fighting words for me. You know that. That's my second favorite team, Zach.
Well, you know, I don't personally dislike them for any reason except that, you know, the Titans are my team and they're our biggest rivals, so.
But, yes. I wish I had the link to my shirt. Guys, if you're wondering where Paul is, Paul had family over tonight, and he told me he was going to be late, too. So that's one reason I'm kind of, like, dragging out a little bit. And everything. But you know what? I do know in about 15 minutes we might have a caller. But I'm going to play, I think, a song real quick and let us kick back. And don't leave. We have some stuff planned. I'm kind of like trying to get some people who need it. And you guys need. Oh, tell them to refresh it.
I am.
Zach, you there?
Yeah, I'm okay. Here. I was just calling Jeremy a refresh.
Okay, so let me play a quick song and take a little break. And we're going to come back and we'll talk about the Bachelor Pad. So if you guys want to talk Bachelor Pad, call in now. Call in now, 347-237-5506. But here's a song from a guy that's on the Bachelor Pad.
Much I love you, but it wouldn't mean a thing. 'Cause you could go on time and time again how I drove you insane. I've gone full circle, done all that I can do. I tell myself always leads me back to you.
Yeah, guys, I'm sorry for the country music, but that's Wes, who's been on the show before, and he's on the Bachelor pad right now, and I'm really, you know, we're hoping to get him back on the show maybe in a few weeks or something like that. Okay, let me tell you what's going on, guys. Yeah, tonight we don't have any guests. Oh, wait, we have somebody calling in, but just wait, we'll explain why. There's a reason, there's a reason why we're doing it this week today. I have no you guys, my Paul and Christina had to, you know, do family stuff, so they're not able to call in. But Zach's on the phone line with me, right, Zach?
I sure am.
And you watch the Bachelor pad, right?
I do. I gotta say, I'm pretty addicted to it.
And Wes is on it, and he got the rose last night when he wasn't supposed to get the rose, and Gina and him really was, you know, really cool. So I really thought last night's show was pretty good and everything. And, man, guys, and I'm sorry that if I'm a little sluggish tonight, I'm not feeling good, too. So I'm just telling you why. And I'm so used to having the upbeat attitude right now. I'm a little sluggish, but just to let you guys know why I'm a little sluggish. But yeah, the show was really cool, and I really enjoyed it last night. And when Craig got sent home, I was so pissed off at that one girl. I don't know her name. Do you know her name that sent him home?
I'm trying to remember who was the swing vote. That
Heather,
was
is it Heather?
Is it Heather?
Yeah, I think it might be Heather. Anyways, it's something that I wanted to talk about. The Bachelor pad, if you guys haven't, it's Monday nights. It's kind of like all the old people that used to be on the Bachelor shows, you know, are in there. It's like Big Brother meets The Bachelor, and it's really not Big Brother even. Lots of people compared it to Big Brother, but it's really not, because,
if anything,
you know,
it's more like Survivor in the aspect that, you know, there is no HOH or any of that. It's basically just, you know, there's chances for immunity, and at the end, everyone gets a fair vote to who they want to get rid of.
Yeah, definitely. Speaking of Survivor, we were in contact with somebody from Survivor, and we were going to get them to call in tonight. They're unable to call in tonight. We are working on getting them. We're going to talk Survivor and what's going on with Survivor coming up this next season. So plan on it. And, you know, speaking of Survivor, I do want to send out a little thing. Tweet me this answer. Tell me in the chat room now. And Zach, you tell me what you think. With Survivor being on Wednesday this year, should we do the show Wednesday nights? I'm thinking a Wednesday night show. What do you guys think? 10 o'clock? Wednesday night?
We could definitely do that. I really think that we should do a poll of what everyone else wants. I know personally, on a personal level, I won't be able to watch a show Wednesday nights because of work, so I'll be able to call in, but I'll be have out of the loop of what happened that episode. So if everyone else wants it Wednesday, I can flow with that.
Yeah, I know the West Coast is going to have a hard time, but, you know, what I'm thinking is, actually what I'm thinking is, okay, it's what I'm thinking is Monday night. Here, I'm just kind of giving you guys a little idea of what I'm thinking about the fall schedule to be like, and I want your input because you guys are the ones who are going to be coming. So, like, Monday nights, we will have Michelle Costa's show with me, okay? And that will be a driven, you know, with a guest easily. Tuesday nights, it will stay at 10 o'clock and everything, okay? So Tuesday night will be the same like always, 10 o'clock. And I'm working on getting a co-host. Corey is so busy with music stuff these days and stuff that she kind of used to co-host with me on Tuesday nights, but she's unable to do it sometimes. So, and everything. So, I'm not going to be able to do it and with her all the time. So we're going to work on getting a Tuesday co-host. Wednesday, I was going to move it, the Survivor show, to Wednesday nights, where we will do like, you know, like we did with Survivor this last year at 10 o'clock, but it'll be Wednesday. And then Thursday, Heather, you're just going to have to not go to that show. I'm sorry. We can't do it. Monday Night Football, we're not going to compete with Monday Night Football. And you're just going to have to either don't eat supper till after the show or before the show. So just get over it. I'm sorry. I had to yell at Heather about that because people, I like the early show on Mondays because people like to watch television when the shows are on, too, on Monday nights. Are you there, Zach? Can you hear me? I need you to know. I gotta hear some kind of breathing or something with you, for my phone don't. I'm just joking. But anyway, getting back to Thursday night. Thursday, we will do a show still on Thursday night though too. I'm thinking, so it'll be Monday through Thursday the show, and I'm still working on maybe even thinking of something else. And then Sunday, see, Sunday is the show that I wanted to know if you guys are liking Sunday shows. So, because Sunday show is good enough, but probably maybe keep Sunday show too, because I'm just trying to figure out where you guys want. But it will be all at 10 o'clock, but the Monday show. And that's better for me because Michelle likes to go out, and it's better for me. To have it. Okay. I am going to do something. And that's the Friday show that I'm working on. So I didn't want to talk about it yet, Mandy. But in the chat room, you guys can. I'm working on that, doing a Friday show for that. Okay? Okay. And some of these other shows might be a little more. I'm working on getting more than just reality stars on the show. Let's do something right now, Zach. All right, you know, I've been friends with a certain girl for a year.
She's a very lucky girl, then.
What?
I said, then that means she's a very lucky girl.
No, I think he, meaning me, is a very lucky man. Because I had a friend that came on my show last year on Tuesday. And first of all, happy anniversary, Shima, for throwing your mic in the microphone in the swimming pool. And I just have to say, happy anniversary. It's been a year ago since Shima has threw the fit. But But yeah, my friend, no, not friends with benefits. But anyways, actually, I want to do one more thing before I talk about my friend and what I'm about ready to do, because I'm really going to go off of my friend, because we've been friends for year now. But the thing is, I wanted to say happy birthday to another friend of mine in the Big Brother world this time. And by me saying happy birthday, I'm going to play her soundbite.
Bueno, baby!
Happy birthday, Amanda. You know, you're one reason I am able to do the show, because she kind of gave me the influence in the beginning. We actually talked about doing a show back when we first became friends. So, but my other friend, who's in the chat room right now, came in my chat room a year ago, and we've been friends for a long time. And it's a year now. And, you know, there's this song that is played. Oh, man, it's a song that I've played it. And some of you guys get so freaking tired of it that I played it so much in the beginning. And tonight, this is going to be the last time I ever play this fucking song ever again. I'm going to kill this song right now. It's going to be, you will never hear it again. Never hear it again after tonight. Never again. Because I'm done with it. I'm done with it, Zach. No more Smooth Operator after tonight. You will never hear it on my show's waves. Never again. Never. Never.
Glad. About time that thing
I'm
went away.
Sick of it. Bye. It's gone. Never.
Damn, y'all looking fine, you know what I'm saying?
That's right, baby.
Hey, yo, why don't you let me give one of y'all bitches out the house at some time?
Oh, I don't think so. Let me tell you.
I know I'm pretty smart, so why you even try? The boys all like us because we make them wonder why. The boys, they want us, so they can't help but to try. Keep pumping games with me, oops, I'm way too fly. It really turns me on to have you in a zone. You want me for your own, it really turns me on. My game is feeling tight, I got you feeling right. I run this game all night, my game is feeling tight.
I got you feeling.
Okay. That was the last time you heard that song on the show ever again. You will never hear that song again. Here it goes. I'm about ready to blow it up. Ready? Zach?
I'm ready.
No more. No more smooth operator. No more smooth operator. And Corey, I'm gonna play this for you right now. And hey, welcome Christina and Paul. I so missed you guys tonight. It's kind of been a drag show because I'm kind of missed you guys. I'm so sad. But I am gonna play a clip, and I'm hoping she wakes up and calls in, the person that's supposed to call in, if she's listening. So here's a clip that happened a year ago.
You want me to bring them up, and then you see if they have a... Let's bring them up, okay. 404, you there?
Hi, I've been waiting.
Sorry.
Oh.
We've been...
Just listening to you guys.
What's your name?
I'm actually Corey from Rock of Love 2.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
How are you, sweetie? Oh my gosh, I've seen that show.
Yeah, I'm in the chat room sitting here. Corey from Rock of Love 2 on the phone now, answer.
Oh, I didn't listen to you. Okay, well, go.
So, I just called the tail end of y'all's show, so what's going on? What are y'all talking about?
We're talking about Big Brother. Do you watch Big Brother?
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Well, oh, wow.
Well, April, who's on the phone line with us,
yes.
is
yeah.
from Big Brother 10,
yes.
and we were talking about the whole thing with Shima, and about how she quit the show this week, or pretty much was kicked out of the show. And what do you think about someone quitting their show? I mean...
Somebody quitting their show?
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
I love it real quick. I just want to say hi, Corey. You know, I love you. Hello. I'm going to let you finish out the conversation because I actually am going to start watching the show. This is like the best show yet this season, so I got to watch this episode.
I
and Ron, if you make me miss it, then I'm going to beat your ass, man, I swear.
We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, bye, Ann. Thanks for calling, Ann.
Hey, Corey, do you think I'm hot?
You what?
Cowboy was on Big Brother 5, and he's just joining us on the line, and he's been desperate for someone to say he's hot. Will you please tell him he's hot? No.
Who's hot? Who am I telling hot?
Cowboy. He's from Big Brother 5.
Where is it? Is he online? Or is...
Yeah,
I'm talking to you right now.
Ah, Cowboy, oh my God, you're so hot.
That is awesome. I'm going to have good dreams tonight. Hey, I'm Googling you right now.
That one is taking me forever.
Corey is hot, so.
She is hot.
Yep.
So, Corey, what made you call into the show? First of all, I'm just like stuck, first of all.
What made you call in? Because every other show is lame out there, and it's little kids talking, like, they're talking back and forth about, I don't know, crap. And it's just, it's like teenagers, there are no shows. And I saw something said reality something or other, and I was like, well, hey, I was on a reality show, maybe they're talking about something funny. And y'all were just fucking hilarious, and I was like, hey.
Oh, no, we are big. I'm hoping my buddy Panther is out there watching.
Okay, that was the first time I ever met Corey, and tonight we're kind of going back down memory lane. It's a year ago, and Big Brother was going on, and like Shima was big, and hey, we got a caller, Zach.
Well, I hope it's Corey.
Who?
I hope it's Corey.
Who?
What's up?
Wait. Who are you?
Yo,
the caller, 404.
Yeah, this is Jason.
Jason who?
Oh, Jason, I love Jason.
Jason, like Freddy Krueger Jason, like I'm gonna kill you.
Stop
it's been a year,
no.
You still can't tell.
I know who you are. And what show were you on?
I think I was on Amazing Race. Hello.
That didn't work.
What? Which show was it? I can't even remember. What show was it? I never got any airtime, so I don't remember.
Did you hear me kill Smooth Operator tonight?
I didn't want to listen to it. It's retired. I did not want to listen to it.
Because you're sad it's dead, just because you hate the song.
Do what?
Did you not want to listen because you're sad it's dead, or did you just not like hearing yourself sing?
Oh, no, I just didn't want to hear it again and again and again and again. When you have Ron playing it over and over and over and like dancing around, it gets really old. So I can't hear it anymore.
So what are you up to tonight, Corey?
I'm actually in the midst of getting ready for a photo shoot.
Very cool. I think you might have lost Ron.
No, I'm here. I'm just reading the chat room. I want to say something. I'm here, and people, you know, it's so great that I've had a friend in Corey for a year, and there's a lot of other people that has come into the show too, but as the years go on, I hope we can do this for other people too. Christina and Paul. Paul's his year anniversary is coming up in a few, and Paul's been like tonight. Corey, you know, when for the first part of the show, I really was dragging tonight because it was just me and Zach, and we were kind of like, I'm not feeling good, and Paul wasn't here.
Not
and no, I'm just telling these people that it's a team effort, and when my team's not here, it hurts. And when I met Corey a year ago, she joined my team, and we became friends. And you guys see that she's married to me on the Facebook. We got married for a reason on the Facebook, because we became a friendship that is a team friendship. And I was going to say this on the air tonight, and one thing Corey teases me about is that I would say I'm so glad she came into my friendship or came into my chat room. And I am. A year ago, Corey came into my chat room, and the people that have come into my life in the year and a half of the show, you guys don't understand. And I need you all. I don't need just one person. I need everyone. You guys are a team. And tonight. I was not going to do this fucking show tonight, but I wanted to have a place where we could talk Big Brother, and the guests that we had lined up, you know, kind of didn't draw, you know, got with us. So it's pretty much what I'm going off right now, if you guys can't tell, because I am so appreciated with my team.
Well, you have a pretty good team, I think. So I'd be really appreciative.
And I'm so... Go, Corey. I'll let you talk. I'm over talking to you.
No, I'm just saying, like, you have a really good team behind you. You have a lot of good people behind you. And I've seen them come and go, and the good ones stay, and the bad ones, you know, go. And it's just nice. Yeah, you're surrounded by a perfect surrounding, like, to keep... You know, like, everything has to be intact. You can't just have, you know, one good egg and they're all bad eggs. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just happy that's how it is for you.
Yeah. And I want my team to call in if they want to and join this party, because we are a team. And even though we have one person maybe not always there, you know, we are a team. And Corey don't watch Big Brother, so I know she doesn't know hell what's going on in Big Brother. And today, what I've seen of Big Brother has been boring. So,
I've seen the feeds.
Yeah, I showed you the feeds one time.
Yeah, they were in the shower. Mm. Yeah, I remember that.
Now, Peter heard the clip of Amy April when she was a year ago, and everything. So, No, ever, even the, all the fans that come here, when you guys don't show up, you guys, I miss you. Like Jen, Jen's not in the chat room tonight. I wonder where she's at. You know,
yeah,
and tonight, like I said,
you know, it sucks when the regular people aren't there. You know, even the new people, it's fun because, you know, it's a new experience. But, like, the regular people, when they're not there, it sucks because it's like you're entertaining and you're like put on a show. And then when they're not there, it's like, I'm putting on a show for myself. What is this? I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, and I've had some friends that's been around before the show, even, like Heather, Irish Eyes, and Karen, who used to come in all the time. And it really, I'm so grateful for you guys, you know, that it's been around and part of the team. And the team keeps on growing, and the show keeps on growing. We have Andrew coming on Monday. We're going to go to Vegas. And now I'm picking up these two people that just called in who I kind of missed tonight a little bit, Paul and Christina. And like we said before you guys got into the chat room, you know, I knew you guys were busy, and I'm so glad that you guys have a family and you guys were doing it. But what I was trying to get at is, you know, whenever you guys are not around, we miss you guys. And actually tonight, there was, before going into the show tonight, I actually was talking about an old friend of mine, and I'm not going to mention their name, but I miss her. I miss my friend. So
you should say their name.
No, I don't think I should because
why?
I don't want to.
Why?
Because I don't want to drama. That's drama. But I miss them.
It's not drama to say.
Corey, yeah. But
it's not.
My point is my friends are here. And Paul and Christina, you guys both are unmuted.
Hey, Ron. Hey, Corey. Hey, Zach.
Hi.
What's
up? Hey, Ron.
Be happy now. We're here.
I just got home. Do we have Brett Favre yet?
Brett Favre.
Football. He's going past the emotions and jumping right into football. That
I'm sorry.
Is he back with you guys?
He was when I left to go to my niece. My niece took me out, her family out to dinner, and when I left, he was flying in a helicopter. He flew into Minneapolis, and they flew him on a helicopter over to the training area. And I don't know if he's going to play or not. So I didn't know if you were up on that.
No, I actually been not.
Okay. Anyway,
he's there.
How's the soccer mama tonight?
That was what was on my mind, and I really thought I'd get here in time, but I'm here now.
No, it's okay. It's okay. We were actually just filling time tonight anyways. Like I told somebody, tonight it's been a fill-up time. We had a guest, and I'm not going to say their guest name, but they kind of, like, dragged their feet and everything. So we're hoping
to get
them.
We kicked them to the curb.
Yeah, you know, shit happens in this business, right, Ron?
And we've been so busy. Yeah, we've been so busy. So it's kind of nice just to sit back and put our hair down. And as I said something once, how's the soccer mama?
Yeah, I'm sitting over here in a corner. No,
Wait, where? See, okay.
I'm good.
See, I'm gonna scold. You want me to scold you like I did Paul last week?
Oh, no.
No.
You
new,
want me
new,
to?
New.
I could do that. No, I'm just joking.
I am fabulous, fantastic. I do not watch football. I do not watch baseball. So I watch Big Brother, and right now they're eating food. I think that's more interesting.
You know what? You missed it. Reagan was sitting on the bench, just sitting there, and they had all four cams on him. It's been the boringest day of feats I've ever seen.
I was actually watching that before I left for soccer, so.
I'm so glad to hear that, Ron, that I didn't miss anything. Except for the start of the show. Sorry, bud.
Yeah. No, I'm okay with it, actually. Like I was saying, you guys missed me saying this. I was actually going to cancel it. I've just and Christina can vouch for this. Corey can vouch for this, too. You guys know I've just been really dragging it today.
I wouldn't
have
let you, though.
Hey, Paul?
See, that's what...
Hey, yeah, Zach?
Yeah.
Just so you know, you got far.
Oh! All right, thank you.
Yeah, where he can get hurt when he plays the Bears.
Well, I think it's like November 14th.
Sorry. We need to stop talking football because
you're right.
Oh,
Corey's going to get bored.
I threw up a little bit. Sorry.
Corey,
I threw
you watch
my mouth.
Football. Nah.
I threw up in my mouth. No, I threw up in my mouth. Sorry.
This ain't fair. We're going to get tag team.
I know we are. Hey, Corey, did I hear you say something? You got a shoot tomorrow?
A shoot? I have a shoot tonight, right now.
Shoot.
I'm calling at my shoot location.
Yeah.
Okay, Zach's in trouble.
Why?
He said it's okay. I throw up a little bit when you call in. You suck.
Hey,
I'm about ready to throw up anyways because I've been feeling nauseated for 2 weeks.
Maybe you're pregnant.
I gave you a kiss afterwards, Christina. So.
Are you with child, Ran?
Wait, if I'm pregnant, I know who the father is.
It's not Paul, is it?
No, it's Corey.
Yep, that's me.
Oh, that's just mean.
We're married.
You need a maternity test.
No.
Yeah, I think he's been cheating on me. You've been cheating on me. I'm getting a test. Here.
Okay, so this is the Maury Povich known. Maury Povich or whatever show?
Yes, that's what it is.
First we cry about our long-lost family who is not here and they haven't seen each other in months. And then now someone's pregnant and you're checking the child. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
On the Rad Reality Show. Next on the rest. I can't believe we have 22 people in the chat room still listening to this crap, actually. So thank you guys for listening to us. We can talk to Big Brother. But what's on
there,
Big Brother tonight to talk about?
Exactly.
Well,
I
want to
talk about Reagan eating?
You want to talk about Reagan eating?
I can tell you about things that happen in, like, a chat room that is unbelievable. No, Reagan is actually depressed in one of the rooms, and all four cameras are yet again on him. I can't believe people fight about how much there's certain people that love Rachel still, and they go, oh, no. This person is bad. This person is bad. You know, and Rachel was wonderful. You know, and I said, if you'd listened to the Rad Reality Show and you heard her friend talking, you would hear that she really is like that outside the house.
Oh.
And I'm like, so you're defending someone who is really like that outside the house. And if you like those sort of people, I think you're a little confused. You know, they're sitting there bashing on Reagan, and I'm like, leave the poor guy alone. Look how scrawny he is. Come on. It's not nice.
This is Big Brother.
At the world turns. What?
Exactly.
Corey, you're so right on. As the world turns, what do they call it? As the stomach turns sometimes, too?
The genital hospital, the young and the, you know, restless.
Yeah. Before I don't say it, happy anniversary, Corey.
Thank you.
Yes, back at you.
Thank you.
And Ron.
Yeah, he's pregnant with someone's baby.
It's a friendiversary.
Yes. It's a pregniversary, apparently.
No, I'm not pregnant. And it just...
I'm putting on my Twitter.
Guys, let me speak for a second. I want to speak on something.
Everyone just start tweeting that Ron's pregnant. Spread the word.
Yep. No, listen to me. I wanted to say something else real quick about something really quick. But you know what? Me and Corey had this plan when my guest didn't call in to do this, and this is why, you know, I'm trying to say this with... Never mind. I'll talk to somebody after the show if they,
what?
You know, and everything. So,
never
mind. Ron has his filter up tonight, huh?
Don't count out.
No, it's just people. I'm so tired, guys. I'm so tired of.
Oh, tired.
Never mind. You guys talk.
No, he's
all right,
what? You hold it in.
tired.
That's why your stomach hurts. You're holding it all in the
yeah.
hatred. Just
thank
spew
you.
It out.
Thank you. Go, go.
Yeah,
get the
you need
all
to,
nasty.
You need to sit on the throne and dump a big one.
Now it's back to the poop talk, huh? All right. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I had a nice shit today. How about you guys?
What?
I said I had a nice shit. Thank you guys.
I did. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fabulous.
Good. Me too.
You know, it especially helps when you eat plums.
Yes, it does. It does. Definitely does.
I think
fiber.
I think this should
good.
Be the female show because, you know, female, the females and Paul. Oh, wait, there's Zach back there somewhere. Love you, Zach.
Hey, we had an unexpected fun time last night. We're talking about nothing happened on Big Brother, but kind of a impromptu meeting of Big Brother guests in a Chinese chat last night was really.
I heard about that.
Yeah, it was. Ronnie and Lydia and Kevin popped in, and even Marcellus tried to get in. He was in the chat room for a while but couldn't get on cam. And then we had Bob from the Bob Show and some other show called the Rad Reality Show popped in, and Zach and Tom, who's in our chat right. We had, there was a lot of people in there. It was fun.
I was reading the tweets about it. I was like, wow, okay, I'm glad I'm
on the Natasha, bed. Natasha popped in, and she
wow.
was on mic. Did you enjoy that, Ron?
No, I think we might have lost him.
That's
okay. We'll keep talking, because we're fabulous people.
So... nothing happened as far as, see, late last night I was tweeting about this, and I don't know if people caught it, but Enzo and Hayden are going to vote Lane to stay. They're going to vote Matt out. And they do kind of think maybe he might have a power, but they're now, the last I heard, they said to hell with the power. Before the vote happens, we're going to tell Matt that we're going to vote him out. My big, 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 big question is, what will Matt do? Will Matt pull Hayden aside and say, whose idea was this? Will he pull Enzo aside and say, Enzo, whose idea was this? And if he feels it's one or the other, will he then get retaliation and put one of those boys up tomorrow? That is a real possibility. I mean, if Matt thinks that his three brigade members are turning on him, it would be his prime time to go to another alliance and kick one of those boys out.
Yeah, I mean, would that? I don't know, because then really the only person he'd be left with would be him and Reagan against the entire house.
He might. As he's been a have-not. Let me tell you, when these people sit in those bedrooms together, especially when they're have-not, they tend to form a little bond. And it wouldn't surprise me if maybe they tried. I don't know. It could get complicated, is the bottom line. And he's going to, if he feels that the three brigade members have turned on him, he's got an opportunity to go after somebody. He doesn't want to be number four in a four-man alliance. Just saying, there could be some interesting things come up Thursday on the live shows, all I'm getting at.
That is true. There could be.
Just to let you guys know, I am still here and everything. I'm just really frustrated right now about just, you know, things, so... I'm just letting you guys talk, and I'm not feeling good. And just
well, you know how sometimes you drop off, so we weren't sure if that was the case, but we understand.
No, that's why I'm telling you guys I am here, I'm just, and everything. But you know, it's, you know, never mind. It's something that, you know, I can't talk about it on air, so.
Well, we will talk about it some other time off the air. How's that sound?
Yeah. They're not brilliant.
So right now we should just, you know, laugh it up and yuck, yuck, you know. But not.
I was just curious, aside from what you're feeling now, if you had as good a time last night as I did on that tiny chat.
Well, as I said before, before you guys came and everything, yeah, it was a great time. And I really did enjoy it.
It was like 200 people?
Yep.
It was around 200.
Whoa.
And yeah, it was a little bit higher at times, but it was what was so cool was me and Bob never really had a chance to talk, and I was able to talk with him, and it, and I was there making jokes, and it was
I sure
great.
Hope
and,
Ron, I sure hope you caught my answer when Bob asked me how I seem to know all these people.
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay.
And, my mic kept on popping out.
Did it?
My kept on popping out of the slot and everything.
Yeah, tiny check gets real buggy sometimes, but it was just kind of a fun time, and I'm just kind of thinking about fun times instead of frustrating times is kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, I was having, you know, I have to say, I've been in a good mood for days, Paul. Like you said, the fun times. Last night, I was laughing so hard. I mean, you guys heard me. It was just nothing could bring me down. It was just like I hadn't belly, you know, call it a belly laugh. You know, like on the feeds, in the chat. I mean, just laughing, you know, and it's good to laugh, I have to say. But it's just... I don't know. I'm having a throat bubble at the moment.
A what bubble?
We call them throat bubble when you have the change in your voice. Sorry. No, it's just like my older kid goes back to school in a couple of weeks, and it's like I feel summer ending, and it's when we get our busiest time, and I have less time for people, more time to just tweet, hi, bye, you know, as I go. And, you know, I thought, you know, I'm just going to have the most fun for myself and for my kids that I could possibly have, you know, because once school starts, it's pretty much Christina who, you know,
yeah.
You guys will say,
hey,
who?
Hey, I just glanced over at the chat here, and it is interesting. I know a lot of people started watching the UK version before our season started, and I know Tom, who's in the chat room, watches it, but apparently... they actually, with 2 weeks left in the season, had so much rain, the house flooded, and they had to evacuate it.
Oh, bummer.
That's a
quick.
Hey, I got to say something real quick.
You bet.
Hey, Karen, make a new screen name. She knows who I'm talking about. I saw Heather say, Karen's listening. She's a friend of mine. Make a new screen name and get in here, dummy. Get in. I'm better choose my words wisely. When I get on Yahoo, she'll attack me. Just get in here. That's what I'm saying.
How far back does that go, Ron?
Karen?
Yeah.
Oh, Karen and Heather have known me ever since Evil Dick. And I'll
oh my
be
God.
Honest with you.
That does go
back to Evil Dick chat room. And what happened was... Karen was going to be deleted off my MySpace, and we got talking again, and I didn't delete her. And she always says I'm not. I always tell her wasn't going to delete her, and she always says I am. That's the reason I said that. But yeah, we've been friends ever since MySpace time. Even you guys remember MySpace?
I have.
Never had.
I don't go to it.
Back in the day.
Back in the olden days.
When I used a walker.
You know, Peter wants to call in and talk Big Brother. Do you guys want to talk to Peter? Okay.
Bet.
Hello?
Give me a second. You there?
Yes, I am. I hope your evening is going well. Ron, whatever's up with you, I hope that everything goes okay with that. It seems like it's been a tough day.
It's just I'm not feeling good, and somebody had me a little off the wall. And really, a couple people did, and then just – it's rubbing off on me, so my attitude's bad.
Well,
not bad, just sad.
You know, everyone has those
days. And the cat is about ready to die.
But, you know, I heard Paul talking about something that happened on the feeds, and I've actually been staying up late to watch After Dark to try to catch what's going on. And, you know, if Matt does use that Diamond Power Vita to put up Enzo, the game's going to change entirely, and the politics of the game are going to change. And, honestly, I've been waiting for it all year. I'm getting really tired of watching the Brigade. They bore me. I like Hayden because he's the ASU guy. I go to Arizona State University as well, but the rest of them annoy the hell out of me. Like, I like Enzo because he's funny, but as a game player, can't stand him. And Matt, I think, is a rat. So I really hope that he uses that Diamond Power Veto on himself and puts up Enzo, mainly because that way then Brittany's not super backdoored, so everyone...
Exactly. I knew a glimmer of hope for Brittany would brighten your day. Let me tell you something else that happened. It was a very short conversation. Lane was in the shower. Hayden went up to him. And Hayden basically said to Lane, if it happens that Enzo's up there, we got to kick his ass out of here too. So it is turning into more of a stronger alliance with Hayden and Lane. And they're going after Matt, but when they get a chance, they're both also agreeing to go after Enzo. So if some of this stuff starts to happen, this can be getting really interesting.
Absolutely. That obviously makes me happy because I said last week Brittany's number was up. But, you know, either way, I just want to disagree from you on this. Regardless of if she gets super backdoored and evicted this week anyway, I think that she deserves a lot of credit for getting this far. She was dead in the water in week two, and now she's still here and with a 1-8 chance to win the game. So I think she deserves credit for that alone. But I really hope that this does all come to fruition and she doesn't get evicted, because I hope that she can get to that Final Four, because everyone knows I've been on the Brittany train all year.
Yeah, that is true. One other weird thing that happened last night on the feeds, before Hayden came into the shower, Lane whacked one off in there.
What do you mean he went off?
He was standing with his back, with the shower, you know, hitting him on his back, and you could tell. I mean, us guys certainly can tell. The ladies probably can too, but he was definitely doing it in the shower.
Yeah, and I saw Kevin tweeted about that.
I mean, come on, you guys all need one once in a while.
Thank you. Better than the Eric in the sock, right?
You know, I'd rather see it happen there than in the sock, yes.
I think they need to bring back the Howie and Boogie Jack Shaft.
Isn't that there no more?
You know, I haven't noticed it.
It could just be that no one uses it, so we don't really notice it or pay attention to it, but...
You know what's so funny? I'm sitting here thinking about it. One reason I'm not talking right now is because I really don't have nothing to say about Big Brother tonight. And I was thinking about how this is kind of the week that Big Brother starts to drag a little bit. But it's not really either. And I was just sitting here thinking about how a year ago when Corey came into the show, this is kind of when I started to drag sometimes during the Big Brother shows. And,
yeah,
wasn't a drag week last year when we saw Shima get expelled from the house.
Ain't the bad one. Yeah, this one wasn't the bad one, actually. After this week, you know, I remember, like, Corey would always have to call in and spice up the show and everything. And Corey said sorry that her phone dropped, and now she's going to do her shoot with her, the person she's going to take photos of. And everything. So, she wanted to tell everyone, hey.
Yeah, Jeremy is right. There are times every season where it really drags, and unfortunately, I think there are going to be more times with this cast than the past. But I'm looking forward to tomorrow night's episode. I've heard about that robot that was out there, and it sounded like it was pretty funny, and. That should be a good episode tomorrow night.
Yeah, the television shows don't drag, though. But
that's
the feeds start to drag.
Well, because
you know what
these
mean?
People have not, I mean, on Twitter today, Rich even said, you know, at least wrap, make a foil ball and roll it down the stairs and play some games with foil. I mean, come on, people. Think of something to do. Like, I don't know. Take shaving cream and draw pictures on the table or on the counter. You know, I mean, do something.
That's one thing I'm going to ask the next person that's kicked out of the house.
Why couldn't you think of something to do to pass the time?
Why were you guys so boring? You know,
wow.
Or,
we might find them boring, but maybe they're enjoying themselves and they're maybe, you know, working out and
advancing
in their day.
No, but, okay, let me ask this question to the people that watch the feeds. How many times have you seen in a Big Brother cast that they do a pool tournament every other day?
Almost every day, twice a day even. Yeah.
The pool table, I wish we can get rid of the pool table.
You guys got rid of the pool table, I think they'd all go crazy because I do have Showtime too, so I am able to see Big Brother After Dark, and every single night the thing starts with them sitting there playing pool. It's like there's other things to do in that house, but it seems like that's the only thing they want to do.
I wish they would run naked across the yard or something.
Yeah, I mean, can somebody like do a cowboy? Go, Zach. Run, Zach. You got to run with it when it opens.
I think every season has their own thing. You know, it's Big Brother 8. I mean, you know, we say they play pool every night. Big Brother 8, they play beer pong almost every night. I think each cast has their one thing that they do more than others, and that's their thing that year.
Okay, I want to disagree with you, though, with Big Brother 8. Big Brother 8 maybe played beer pong, but they didn't do it every day. They played other stuff too. They went on and played pool. One day they were playing chess. You know how many times that chessboard's been touched? I mean, now
this
they
year
can't
they haven't
touch
played
it, but,
it much at all.
I mean,
and
but you know,
Ron, remember how Evil Dick was always coming up with some kind of game?
Yeah, and Dan during his season, I mean, was always coming up with something. They haven't even did a fucking fashion show.
And
bringing out the F-bomb.
And remember, remember, Ron, they did get out there and play, you know, like volleyball. And I mean, they came up with lots of games. What was that game they used to sit around the table with their heads down? I mean, that's kind of a child's game, but they started having fun, and it was at least something a little different to watch.
And I don't know if they Yvette made that, like, coaster toss game or something.
Oh, yeah, the coaster toss.
Wait, you know what I'm really missing? And I know this was during the Easter time. So, I mean, can we at least give them some, you know, hard-boiled eggs where we can have Chelsea come in there and crash them? I mean, just do something other than sitting there. I mean, it's, you know, last season they said Jesse was born. And the year before, you guys got me talking now. You guys... You should have never got me talking. Yeah. So, I mean, you guys, people made fun of Jesse being boring. I think these guys are all a little, you know, worse than Jesse almost.
Yeah.
I mean, I love, there are certain people I do love. Brittany is awesome. Brittany can talk up the best.
Brittany for the win.
You know?
Yeah, she really
is.
One of the funniest people in there, and we're gonna lose that humor. I mean, at least we can look forward every once in a while right now to hearing some, you know, funny lines from her. But oh my God, you're so right, Ron. They got to be a little more creative.
Oh, absolutely.
But
you're saying that, does that mean that you think that Matt will backdoor Brittany on Thursday for sure? Is that what you're saying with that comment?
No, I think it's going to be Cassie, personally, but...
I don't care who goes, as long as it's not her.
Yeah.
I'm going to change the subject and say, today, we were all making fun of Brendan's pants because, you know, when he sweats, it was wet, and you wanted me to do fashion, so here I go. they were wet in front. And this one lady in my chat, hilarious lady, and I can't say the thing she wanted me to say until I tell her I'm going to do it on air. So anyway, she was saying, oh, he says when he pees, after he pees, he leaks a little. And we were laughing because if that is true, that is, okay, gross. Hello, have you heard of the tap-tap shake that guys do? You need to do that. Oh. Number two, he sweats in the crotch. And we were sitting there speculating why his pants got wet in front. And someone goes, well, maybe he's a little extra hairy there, hence the extra moisture. So, but if you saw the man today, wet in the back, wet in the front, and anybody knew that came into our chat room, they go, why is Brendan's pants wet? And we just sat there and say, he peed his pants. He couldn't wait. You know, and everybody was just dying of laughter. And the man, I think he's interesting in some facts, but, you know, here comes my fashion sense. Pinstripe light blue shorts on a guy, not attractive. You know, if you have them, sorry, not great. And definitely don't wear them with a purple shirt. I mean, come on. That is not manly.
Apparently,
if you want to be a tough dude, you need to dress like Lane.
And apparently...
And this is Fashion Tip with Christina. Go ahead, Paul.
No, I didn't see it, but I heard them talk about it today. Apparently he had his shirt tucked into his underpants for a while, too.
And he was weird. We said he was wearing tidy whities, and I said, you know, we were all joking about that. I'm like, okay, tidy whities, come on, guys. You know, boxer briefs, boxers, those are what makes it. You know, gotta wear those tidy whities out. You know, now some guys don't wear any. I really don't need to know that.
TMI.
Yes, especially, yeah, I will share this with you. Yeah, Captain Commando, as Tom said, yeah. You know, I'm sorry,
Commando.
I have to say, on a guy, when you dress, camouflage shorts, you know, the dude shorts, the shorts that are styling, who wore, I better not say this on Monday, but don't wear the really short shorts. That's not attractive at all.
Good thing you're not going to be my co-host on that show.
I wouldn't say it then anyway.
I know.
Anyway, I just laugh because it's like his, and then today they were making fun of the poor dude saying that he's got Mandy. Yeah, I need to know if you wear underpants, girl. What was I going to say? Oh, they said, it was Brittany. She goes, Brendan looks like he's had a C-section. The way he's cut. And I'm just sitting there. She goes, he's like a Clydesdale horse. That's how he walks, like a Clydesdale. You know, those horses. And I'm just sitting there going, oh, my word. Brittany was cracking me up. It was hysterical. So, anyway, that's
funny.
Hey, I've got a question.
And that was Fashion Tips with Christina.
Don't dress like Brendan.
Yes.
Thank you.
And,
like
and what happened
yes,
to
dress like
tip, what happened to the nightly Just the Tip show, too? I mean, that's not even happening. But let me ask you this. Have we ever not, as fans, have we always been warned ahead of time that there's going to be a double eviction?
No. We are always warned when there's a double eviction.
Yeah, as far as I can recall, they've always told us in advance.
Yeah. So.
Ew! Sorry. Skid marks. Come on, Tom. That's nasty. Wipe, people. Get the wet wipes and wipe yourself. I'm just going to be a mommy. You know, ask somebody to come check. Anyway, but I made a joke about you're just the tip, and I'm sorry. I said, you know, if you're circumcised, it's not just a tip anymore.
Boom, rim job, shot.
I do want to plug this again, guys, just in case you missed it the first time. First of all, 62 people have looked at it, so it might sell. And anyways, that's my Jeff and Jordan other shirt, and it's really high right now, but next week, after a week, I will put a buy now price and let people send me best offers, and I'll take the best offer. But right now I'm asking that. So if you want to not wait, somebody might beat you to it. You know.
This is
a Jeff Jordan autograph shirt.
This on
I want to address the chat room. I believe that's Patrick.
I have no service, so I can't call in.
Yeah, well, you know.
You know
I
what?
Plead the fifth.
And
I plead
Patrick,
the fifth. Oh, that's all I'm saying.
About Rachel?
Yeah, I think she's been talked about ad nauseum, and I'm just going to say this. When you act a certain way in the house and it is shown on TV and you act that way in the house and it is constantly shown on TV, people are going to talk about it. Why? Because it's something to talk about. It's drama, and she was there, and she created lots and lots of drama. So people are going to go on and on and on about it, and the people who love her are not going to like the comments people say. This is Big Brother. It's a different of opinions. People like other people. People in the house don't even like each other. We don't all have to like everybody. And that's what we all had to say in a chat room today. We're all not going to like the same people. If we did, there would be nothing to frickin' talk about. You know what I mean?
I'm discouraged on how she talked about previous house guests too, though, is the bottom line. Is that you say you're discouraged, but yeah, you know, when you sit there and you make fun of certain people, I mean, I could see those people making fun back at you. And she did. I mean, I heard her insult Michelle Costa. I mean,
right.
I heard her insult, you know, a couple other people. You know, I'm not going to say the bunch of names.
And she said she really likes Janelle, and Janelle behaved with more class than that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And
if you're
going to
sit there and, you know, pick on people, like Tom has said, if you're going to sit there and pick on people, and even your friend called, you know, and said that she is just that way, you know, it's who she is. And a lot of people don't like that type of person, and that's okay. A lot of people I know really don't like Reagan. I think he's a sweet kind of guy. Poor guy is going a little bit cuckoo right now, you know, but what can you do?
All right, let me just make a comment here, and Patrick knows that I'm not a fan of Rachel, but he does have somewhat of a point, and the point being that some of the previous house guests did have bad behavior, acted badly in the house.
Correct.
And it's kind of, for a fan of Rachel, it's kind of hard to accept hearing from some of these past house guests being so critical when it wasn't that long ago that they were acting stupid themselves. So I'll give him that.
And,
but,
let me
say this real quick, or I'll forget. The thing that I find it, you know, that these past house guests are not saying, I've heard, like, I know one is saying, it's not the actions in the house that they're upset with, okay? It's not actions in the house that usually they talk about. It's what they've said about her, them. You know, like Reagan has trashed, you know, Lydia a little bit. But, you know, Lydia never probably trashed anybody in the house. I don't remember Lydia. I don't remember BB11 people sitting around trashing people from season 10 and, you know, season 9 and 8.
I know,
you know
it would
these
be-
guys have...
I know, you're absolutely right. It seems to keep going and going and going longer than it has ever gone in past seasons. And
see, that's what I'm talking about, Patrick.
Yeah.
They talked about themselves. They didn't talk about past house guests. These people are insulting past house guests, and you don't do that.
The only way, and it's hard to do this, the only positive way to look at it is they had such a memorable, good season with all the drama and all the different characters and the fighting and all the twists, and that they want to talk about them means that they were watching the show, that they were fans, that they were into the show, that they had an opinion about these people, the people that were bigger than life in the house last year are the people that they're talking about. So it's kind of hard to listen to them talking about you like that, but at least they were watching you. At least they remember you, you know?
Right. And I think I lost the comment, but I think it was Tom, and I totally agree with it. I think after Reagan talked to Rachel and told her off about her personality and that America really will be disgusted with her, I was disgusted about her attacking his sexual orientation. Now, you know, it's not an orientation I support, but I don't hate the person. I think he's a lovely person. And I'll just say that because that's me and that's the truth, and for me to say anything else is a lie. But I don't like how she attacked him in his instance, you know what I mean? And I think when he told her that, and she is really concerned about what America thinks about her, that I think after that whole fight and they kind of got along afterwards, I think it was something that needed to be said. Now, it was a lot of ugly words.
Yes.
And I was actually embarrassed. I don't really like to watch those kind of fights, especially last year's with Russell and Shima and everybody. I really don't like those kind of fights when they take it to the person's core of who they are. Because he said some nasty stuff and she did, but I like how it was worked out, and I hope they all learn something from it at the end. And someone's cheering.
I'm sorry. The White Sox went ahead in the top. The White Sox went ahead in the top of the ninth. Jim Thome just hit a 2-run homer in the bottom, and we just beat the Sox. I'm sorry, Ryan.
No, it was me. That's okay. That's all I was saying. I like that Tom's take on that because it makes a lot of sense. And I think after the show's over, they're going to be remembered for their fights, just like, you know, the whole Russell and stuff. And just like Shima was remembered for her throwing the thing. Everybody's remembered for something, and this is what Rachel's going to be remembered for. Unfortunately, to many people, it's not going to be a positive thing. You know what I'm saying? But I'm hoping that she learns something from it personally and changes a little bit if she needs to. So that's all I'm saying. It's not like we just all find the big personalities. Like a lot of people might not like Matt because he's a little bit sneaky because he lied about his wife. A lot of people don't like that sort of thing. But it's just a difference of people,
right.
You know, and that's what makes us all different, you know, and I don't argue with anybody about who they like and who they don't like, but, you know, it's just like, well, I think this person's horrible, you don't, you know, this is why I think and this is why you think not, okay, let's move on, hey, we disagreed, whatever, and, you know, talk about something else. It's like, you know what I mean, yes, Patrick, that is her personality in the real world, her friend confirmed it. What was that show last night?
Yeah.
You know,
Sunday. I think you said that perfectly, Corey, about the whole Matt thing, because the only time I got fed up with someone over a lie like that was Johnny Fairplay's dead grandmother, because once
right.
you involve death, then it gets too far. But, like, the disease thing, I don't agree with it, and I think it's low and disgusting, but I'm not going to pass judgment on him as a player or a person based on that, because, you know, here's my thing again, and I've said it before on the show, you're playing a game for $500,000. I'd be willing to say a lie like that for $500,000, damn straight. It's for a lot of money. This is a lot of money you're talking about here. It's $500,000. That is a lot of money to a lot of people, and it can get you a lot of things that you want and need. So, again, I could see it's perfectly justifiable, in my opinion, because it's a strategy. And, again, $500,000 is the perfect reason to lie about anything at any time.
And
right.
Let me say this, Peter. It may backfire on him because there have been...
Oh, I think it could, too, but I'm saying I agree with this. I don't
no.
agree
I mean,
with the strategy because I think it's low, but I'm not going to just pass judgment on it as a player over it.
You anticipated something different, I think, Peter. They are saying some of the house guests are saying they don't want to take him very far because they're afraid there will be sympathy vote for him for his wife, and so that's how it could backfire on him in his game.
Right, I could see that too. But I'm just saying that, like, I was saying, I agree with Corey that some people don't like him over that. I thought
okay,
it was low.
Wait, time out. It's not Corey. It's Christina.
Oh, I'm sorry, Christina. I mixed those up. But I agree with her on that because I'm thinking, you know, again, it's $500,000. I mean, this is a lot of money. And, I mean, as I said, if I was on Big Brother and I could pull a lie like that, I wouldn't because I couldn't morally do it. But if I could have pulled a lie like that, absolutely, I would. It would get me farther in the game. I mean, even if it might hurt me in the end, it's like I could probably get to third, fourth place with that and get some money instead of getting evicted second or third. I mean, it's opportunity cost to me.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, guys, it's time to wrap it up.
Now
I'm going to let Peter. I want to leave Peter. Peter, say goodnight to everyone if you want to say goodnight and everything.
Thanks for calling in, Peter. Always good talking.
Yep.
Have a great night, you guys. And hopefully Brittany is not going to evict a Thursday. I'll pull a Patrick and have a box of tissues to Andy that night. If that happens.
I hope not either. I'm going to go ahead. Paul, Zach, Christina, you can always catch them, especially on Sunday nights with the fan show, and Tuesday nights when they don't have something going on. But and if we, you know, if something like this happens, but I do want to say something real quick. Yeah, there's three huge events coming up: Vegas in September. Virginia in October. Actually, there's four. December, don't forget Toys for Tots. Annie's already is already confirmed for that. And in April, it's going to be a reality convention in San Diego. So, I mean, I'm hoping to have Mandy call in one night and we get some maybe other people to call in and we will do like a little plugging of all the events. That was the one thing I wanted to do kind of leave tonight even, but I didn't get it organized, and then I got talking to Corey, and again, I wanted to say, she's in the chat room, she's maybe have us piped where she can hear us. A year ago, she came in my chat room, and it was so good because I finally got a, it's Los Angeles, I thought it was San Diego. My bad. She says it's L.A.
Thank you, Mandy.
But, yeah, Corey, you came into the chat room, and thank you for being my friend for the year. Many people thought we wouldn't have never last this long as friends and everything. So I think you've kind of – and I do want to say the shows have been really great lately. And like I was saying before everyone was gone. Tonight was just a night of trying to just sit back and just relax a little bit. But and I just appreciate everyone. I miss my team tonight. I miss that. And I miss that we just have a great core of fans.
We sure do.
Too, that listen to the show. And don't forget to push Thursday show right after the eviction. We'll be able to talk either. Oh man, who's going to be gone? We don't know.
Yeah, start thinking of possible questions because Ron will be able to submit them. So.
Oh yeah, thanks for reminding me on that.
Just think about the possibilities of who's evicted and launch your questions when.
Yeah, that's something. Yeah, something you want. That's a good. Good way to say it. And I love you too, Corey. I love all my friends, but shoot. I lost my switchboard, and I wanted to finish off with something. And it was so good to kill Smooth Operator, because I'm never going to play that freaking song again.
Oh, by the way, Ron, Paul and I promise to coordinate our schedules next time and not to be gone at the same time.
No, it's all okay.
I'm just teasing. I'm trying to tease Paul.
Yeah, I knew Paul was going to be gone, and when he said he was going to be gone, I forgot that you were going to be gone, or I would have. And then when you said you were going to be gone, I didn't know Paul was going to be gone.
Wait,
I had
Paul,
back.
I think we need to fax him our schedules. Just kidding.
Yeah.
We love you, Ron.
Oh, no.
We don't love anyone as much.
We're not going to get cut off.
You're
on
not
that,
here as we're blue. Oh, Ron, we love you.
Yay, Paul.
Oh my gosh.
I felt like I was on fire tonight, and if I offended anyone with my Rachel comments, I am sorry, but, you know, it was just a healthy discussion, and I hope...
We're off.
I know, but we can still talk. I don't care.
Oh, man.
I'm actually looking for something, but I can't find it.
Are we
it.
Off, really? Really? Let me hear the headphones.
Dead air.
Oh, my God.
I hear the beads. Okay, no. Can I say something? Oh, no, we're on podcast. Never mind.
Yeah,
I'll talk to you all later.
All right.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.